Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. According to the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales here in Australia, the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is still very low. It's down around 68, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to zero. So the long-term prediction, of course, for propagation on the higher frequencies continues to be not very much to our liking, even though we're well onto sunspot cycle number 24, which is expected to come to an end in about 12 months' time. So in the immediate future, long-distance propagation, that's via multi-hop transmission paths over darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 12 megahertz, will continue to be unreliable. But frequencies above 12 megahertz or so on daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. Let's make a note too that the next international transmission season is effective on March 25, and most international broadcasters will be making or have made changes to their broadcast schedules. More about that later. In the meantime, some information concerning monitoring made here in Melbourne. This is a summary of notable frequency occupancies observed in the 11 MHz and 13 MHz bands recently in the period 03:15 to 03:45, which is local early afternoon here in Melbourne from the Pound Bend Bushland Reserve. That's in Melbourne's outer east in the Warrandyte State Park. The receiver was the Eaton E10 with 3 metres of random antenna. Many outlets of the Sound of Hope broadcasting from Taiwan were noted. 25 metres. 11560 All India Radio with its programs in Dari. And 11620 China National Radio Network 5, one of the internal services in Chinese. And 11665, Radio Television Malaysia at Kajang, carrying the domestic service broadcasts. China National Radio Network 2 on 11670. And 11710, China Radio International from the Urumqi transmitting site in Russian. Another frequency for All India Radio, also carrying the Dari service, was 11740. And 11745, the next channel, Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service in Arabic. Two channels for China National Radio Network 1, that's the domestic service, 11750 and 11760. And on 11790, Japan, NHK Radio Japan from the Yamato transmitting station with programs in Japanese. Two further frequencies for China National Radio Network 2, 11800 and 11840. And another frequency for the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service is 11860. It carries a relay of the Yemen radio domestic programs. 11905, China Radio, China National Radio Network 6, carrying the Amoy service. and 11935 China National Radio Network 5, broadcasting Chinese. 11980, an interesting frequency use, is from the IBB from its Kuwait relay station, carrying Radio Free Asia programs in Chinese. That's actually a daytime transmission path right across Asia. Good signals here in Melbourne. And 12140, Radio Azadi in Thailand, broadcasting from the IBB's relay station at Udon in the Dari language. And in the 22 metre band, several frequencies there of interest. 13570, China Radio International from Xi'an in English. 13590, China Radio International, this time from the Beijing transmitting site in English. And various frequencies for the Sound of Hope International Radio Network, which broadcasts official or political programs in Chinese from transmitting site in Taiwan. And the frequencies noted were as follows: 13620, 13640, 13680, 13820, and 13890. Notice the frequencies of that stations always end in the numeral zero. 13655, China Radio International from the Xi'an transmitting station in Chinese. And another frequency for All India Radio, 13695, with programs in Hindi. And 13860, Radio Zadi, broadcasting from the Udon, Thailand relay station with programs in Dari. So quite good reception here in Melbourne during our early afternoon period. That was between 0315 and 0345, and that reception was made in the early local afternoon here from the Warrandyte State Park in Melbourne's outer east receiver, the Asian E10 with 3 metres of random antenna. And the location is relatively free of power line interference. Some schedule information now for the new international transmission period, effective from March 25. This is from the High Frequency Coordination Committee Master Schedule. First of all, the Vatican. The Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting facility in the Vatican is used by other international broadcasters for augmenting their services to Asia, Africa, the Middle East and Europe. And they include the following: the IBB in Washington, broadcasting on 5925 between 0300 and 0330 in Arabic. And these frequencies are, of course, effective for the new transmission season, effective March 25. Another IBB frequency, 7260, 0330 to 0400 in Somali. And 9590, 1900 to 1930 in Arabic. NHK Radio Japan in Tokyo is scheduled to use the Vatican Radio Santa Maria di Galleria relay station for the new transmission season. Programs include 9710, 0500 to 0530 in English, and 9860 in English between 0500 and 0530. And other IBB frequencies to be used by the Vatican Radio on relay for the new season include 17530 in Somali, 1300 to 1400, and 17775 between 1030 and 1100, also in Somali, and 17540, 1100 to 1130 in French, and 17655, 1700 to 1800 in Portuguese,
and 17700, 1500 to 1530 in Hausa. So several new frequency allocations listed for the Vatican Radio Transmitting Facility in the Vatican to be used by other overseas broadcasters. Also from the new schedule, that's the new schedule for the new season, Voice of Turkey, new frequency to be used to Australia and Asia is 21680, between 0500 and 0600 in Turkish. And that's a transmission across an all daylight path, and it will be interesting to note the reception quality here in Eastern Australia. English to Australia and New Zealand and the Pacific, that's between 2030 and 2130, and the frequency, the new frequency for this new transmission season, is 9620. And here in Australia, Reach Beyond Australia, the broadcasting station in Coonanara in Western Australia, the new schedule shows the first broadcast for the day on 9800, 31 metres, in Korean between 2110 and 2145. And some frequency movements for Adventist World Radio for the new transmission season. 15590, new relay station or new relay facility, is scheduled from Sofia in Bulgaria between 1500 and 1530 to the Middle East. And also from Sofia on 11950 between 1600 and 1630 in English to the Middle East and Africa. Other relay sites scheduled for the Adventist World Radio for the new season include Trincomalee in Sri Lanka, Taiwan, Moosebund in Austria, Madagascar, Nauen in Germany, Issedun in France, Yerevan in Armenia, and Mayotte in South Africa. So that's a sample of some frequencies scheduled for the new transmission season, which is effective from March 25.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Oh, when the sun goes down, bring the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my babies, where I'll
under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,